again, everybody, and welcome into another edition of the MaderCast. I'm Jerry Mader, and I will remind everyone now, before we get into the show, this show is adults only, meaning if you're not an adult, you may not want to listen to this show, because this show contains sometimes pretty vulgar language or subject matter. Cast is brought to you by All Star Entertainment. Get your party on with All Star. Call today, 989-777-7004. That's 989-777-7004. Call today and talk to Mark Jimeno about your party needs. Also brought to you by Nature's Holiday. If you're into the Bay City area, Bay City, Michigan area, and you'll need to get some good stuff cannabis-wise, you can go to Nature's Holiday. It's off Huron Road, right near Dispo and a few other ones. So go find them today or contact them by going to Facebook and searching for Nature's Holiday. This show is copyright 2020 to 2050, all rights reserved. None of the broadcasts can be recopied, retransmitted, or re-recorded in any possible way, if it's not for personal use, without written consent from the publisher or its creator, me, Jerry Mader. Gentlemen, it's time to get this show on the road. Yeah. It's about that time. Shall we do it? Let's push the button on another MaderCast. Let's do it right now. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome into another MaderCast. I am your host for this evening, morning, whatever time it is in your area. Just knocking on your speaker saying, hello in there. I'm just chilling out, you know. The coronavirus or whatever the hell it's called, Budweiser virus, whatever it's called, I don't know. They got us closed up again. Can you believe it? We opened back up for 2 or 3 days, and the governor said, the fuck you are. I'm the only one who's allowed to go fucking party. You motherfuckers can stay home. That was what it was. I was thinking, Hey, Gov, supposedly you ain't figured this out yet, but you don't run the state. The people run this state, which means you're kind of shit out of luck if we decide to have a recall. Yep, that's the size of it. You know, but she does. She acts like she's got the best power in the world. The only power she really has is bitching too much. That's it. Hey, if Stephen Colbert can make a killing out of making fun of the president, I can make double that making fun of my governor. All right, I'm going to stop because I'm running out of jokes now. All right, so, what have I been up to lately? Well, I've been relaxing, taking it easy, you know, doing all the things you're supposed to do during this supposed outbreak. Oh. Yeah, oh, always in, fuck this shit, I'm done. And I went fishing a couple times. Didn't catch shit but a damn sunfish. That was all I caught. It was hard enough the other day just catching that. If you would, just a minute, I gotta take a quick drink of soda for just a moment. Okay, I'm back. I had to get a drink of soda, you know, because my throat gets dry sometimes. And I got the cannabis virus, so Anyway, don't worry, I don't have coronavirus. I don't think coronavirus could ever stay in my body with as much alcohol as I consume every day. You fuckers are doing it wrong, okay? You're not supposed to put it on your hand. You're supposed to drink the shit, okay? That's what... that's what kills it. And then you're supposed to smoke a shit ton of weed like I do every day. And that... so far, that's been the cure. I mean, I haven't gotten a coronavirus. I haven't gotten a flu. I haven't even gotten a cold lately. So that's... I guess that's good for me, right? Yeah. It is, because my teeth don't even hurt anymore. It's like nothing bothers me. Get up in the morning, a few hits off my vape pen, and I'm good for the rest of the fucking day. Chilling, you know. I don't need nothing, you know. Anyway, yeah, I just been doing. Anyway, I've just been trying to keep my young figure around. I don't know. Some say I don't act a day over 20, and I look at them and say, yeah, well, I can't see myself in the mirror, but I probably don't look it either. I keep telling people, the more I act like I'm young, the more I'll be around to see 2025 in the year 2525. And the way it's looking, it's looking to me like in the year 2525, we're all going to be pushing up daisies underneath the ground. That's what, that's what it looks like. I have no clue. Anyway, yeah, I'll see it. Maybe. If I don't die from this, whatever the hell they call it these days. What is it called again? COVID-9 or something? Strychnine? I don't know. Sex? Something's gonna kill me before too long, and when it does, and I'm digging up bones, then y'all can enjoy these podcasts and say, damn, this guy's a fucking idiot right here. He's gonna say, he predicted his own fucking death, the idiot, yeah. Someone's got to do it. I mean, shit, God's too damn busy to do anything. He's like, just seems like he'd be too damn busy to do anything at this point. Because COVID's killing people down here. And who the hell knows what's going on up there, you know? It's just been like, what's next? Anyway. I'm thinking about doing a countdown show at this point, but I figured, yeah, no, I can't do a countdown show because, one, I don't know how to operate my audio editor enough to be able to get the fucking thing split, the numbers split up so I could fucking use them. Yeah. When it comes to that kind of shit, I'm illiterate. and I don't have a voice guy right now that will do shit. So it's like I called one of my contacted one of my friends, Amy, who never got back with me on a rate. She probably figured, yeah, this motherfucker's stoned. He doesn't really want me to do any work for him. Yeah. But you were wrong, Amy. You were wrong again. I'm gonna pass you by like the joint that was just passed around 5 minutes ago. You should have took a hit, but you didn't, so you might as well quit. I had to take a drink again. Yeah, shut up, I was drinking out of a straw. Fuck you. Anyway, there's nothing wrong with drinking out of a straw if you know how to do it properly. Hey, you ever hear this sound? Let me see if I can make it do it. Usually you can with these straws. Let me see if I can do it. Hang on. This should do it. Sounds kind of weird. Like a sci-fi effect, only I didn't have to pay to have it done. You know what I'm saying? That was done. For those of you kids that don't know, if you blow into the top of a straw and the straw's got some air in it, it'll whistle. Yeah, it does. And I had my Coke sitting here and I was drinking my Coke and then I said, fuck it, I'm going to try something new with it. You know that? Also, children, you can make your Coke sound like a bong. Take a listen. It's kind of a cool bong because it actually has some extra. That was just stupid, right? No. Cool. Hey, they said it was cool. I should do it again now. All right, I'll quit being a dumbass now. Okay. What I was saying was it was like a bong that had like electricity in it. Let's do it again. Wait, hang on. Ah, styrofoam. Love styrofoam. See? It's styrofoam. It's made of styrofoam. Anyway. Deep breath in. Wait, deep breath in. Anyway, I had to. Yeah, the dumb child of shit you don't hear on this show, right? Come on, really? Come on, dumbass. Come on, get with it. Or is in my favorite Simnivox. Don't be a bozo. Too late. I already was. Dumbass. So, that's what I'm doing. Just kind of sitting around thinking of stupid shit to do. Setting shit on fire, blowing in my soda pop, watching it explode all over the ceiling. I was thinking, I'm going to do something musically next week. I put this show together on the fly because it was Monday night and I was tired. That's it. If you want the truth, you got it. And we're back. Yeah, now I have heartburn and indigestion. It doesn't help any that I'm also stoned off my mind. See? Now, there we go again. discussing pot on this show. There's going to be a show all about that coming up in the next release of this show, which will be on Friday. On Friday evening, it'll be. It'll be a great show. You're going to like it. If you don't like it, mix it and spike it. I don't care. These fuckers think everything's funny these days, you know? Oh. Anyway. Well, that's a wrap, ladies and gentlemen. I gotta take a piss. No, I'm just kidding. It's not a wrap yet. Not just yet. And, it's been a pleasure to, be out here all this time, and thank everybody out there for their kind, what is that word I'm looking for? Everyone of you out here, your kind words and things brought me back to doing the show, and I wasn't going to do it. I said fuck it on season two. I trashed season two because just nobody was, it just was pissing me off. Nobody was helping me with the show. I wasn't getting anywhere. And it seemed like I had more to do than what I wanted to. And I was basically being a procrastinating dumb son of a bitch, because if I would have thought about it, there is more listeners. I looked at my count today on the listening thing to see how many I had. I had 79 males that listens to my show. 79 of you guys are male, I've been told, I guess. That's pretty cool, right? So 79 of you are male. Five of you were, what the fuck, no, 16 of you are female. How come more people ain't, how come more females aren't turning into my show? That's what really makes me mad. Not really, I don't care. Anyway, and then five of you are called binary or some shit like that, I don't know. And I want to thank everybody that tunes into my show every week and listens to my stupidness every week and puts up with my dumb ass. So thanks again, everybody, and all the staff. I want to give a huge thanks to Anchor for keeping this fucker free, because I sure as hell can't afford it. So thank you to Anchor and Spotify for their contribution to my podcast. And that's about it, though. I'm not going to thank anybody else, because listeners are great. And I did thank all you all before, I think, but I think that it's more important to just say this: keep listening and don't let me down. If you do, I'll find you, hunt you down, and toilet paper your fucking house, all right? I will throw rotten eggs at your children while they're out at the fucking school bus getting ready to go to school in the morning. Here, kid, catch, you little fucker. Oops, did that one hit you in the eye, Johnny? Sorry, I didn't see you there. Anyway, no, I would never be mean to children, because it's not the children's fault they've got idiots for parents. You know, it's not. It's really not. They didn't pick their parents. They just had parents, and the parents are, you know, in, I don't know. Anyway, continuing on, because this is getting kind of boring. And I'm digging myself a hole, and that 79% of males will probably come find me and rape my puppy dog or something. I don't know. Here we go again. See, this is the kind of show you can screw up on. Yeah, I just took a drink of Coke. No, you idiot. Coca-Cola. The other kind you're supposed to snort, not drink, stupid. One of my staff members yells out cocaine after I said Coke. You ought to know better by now. I'm too afraid of that shit. I'm too afraid of what might happen if I take and use any other drug but the one I use. if I use any other drug, I'm worried it's going to blow up in my face. Scary days ahead. Now, I'll let you guys hear something really funny. Let's see if you can hear this. That's my cat sleeping. She's snoring like a person does. How cute.
Aww.
Yeah, that's cute. And let's see. We had Charlie Daniels pass away yesterday. Age of, what was it, 81? I forgot the age, I'm sorry. Great songs, good guy, just marvelous. I love to look at his tweets every day, because when you looked at Charlie Daniels' tweets, you always seen he always had something special. He always talked about America in his tweets. Every time he could get out there and express his opinion for things that he thought was the right thing. And, you know, it's sad that these great country stars and rock stars and pop stars are dying, and they're dying quickly. And it's just, well, it's just bullshit, because now who am I going to listen to when I want to listen to some good music? Who, Kane Brown? No, I'm just kidding. Kane's got some good music out there. I'll give it to him, you know. I don't like the pop stuff. I don't like any of that. I don't listen to that pop country bullshit anyway. Now, when they start recording stuff like some of the older some of the older country stars recorded, then I listen to them. But until they do, they don't even cross my radar. They really don't, because pop music and country music sucks. The state of radio these days sucks. But you know what's cool? We still got great programs on the air. There's still some left, maybe somewhere. I've been listening to a lot of good stations that I know has good programming. For example, I found one recently from Bill Benjamin, who has a station, WPNC. I'll say it slower so you can hear me better that way. The call letters are WPNC. That's like, let's see. The W, of course, is a given. If you can't hear that, you're dumber than hell. P is in pepper. N is in nuts. C is in... No, I cannot say that word on the air. Not today. I've been behaving myself, and I just didn't want to fall for that trap again. You know what I'm saying?
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
Shut up. Anyway.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I said. Aww. That idiot telling me what to do. Who the hell are you anyway? All right, so I hope you all are having a good day today. I am. I hope you guys have a good all week. And we'll come back here again on Friday, and we'll do a couple marijuana headlines for you and talk a little bit about the state of the business, if you know what I mean. And that show will be sponsored by Nature's Holiday. We've got a sponsor there, Nature's Holiday. So if you get a chance to, you're in Bay City and you want to pick up some good shit, go over there. They got lots of it. just be nice to them, or they tend to get irritated with people and give them poison ivy instead. Yeah, don't piss them off. They got ways of getting rid of assholes. Let me tell you. Here you go. Here's a quarter of good weed. Yeah, here you go. You take it home and it's poison tarmac or something. Sumac, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. I said tarmac. Tarmac is a fucking airport thing. But anyway, go there and check them out. All Star Entertainment for your party needs. If you get too stoned and you want to have a good time, you know, and you want a DJ for your party, you can always call my old pal, my friend, and my, well, I'd say he's one of my best friends, Mark Jimino. Yeah. Now, Mark Jimino, you know, he likes to work a lot, so if you give him lots of shows to do, you'll pay for his house. I actually seen Mark Jimino's house. It's not really a mansion, but it could be, I guess. Everybody, their own house is their mansion, so. Nah, it's a pretty good set of digs Mark's got. He's even got a wall with naked women on it. He goes out there in the garage and stares at it, thinks about his younger days, you know. He stands out there and gawks at it and thinks, damn, what the hell was I thinking at the time? No, he's got a nice setup out there. I love going out to Mark's place and chilling, drinking some beers and playing some cornhole. And, go out there. Oh, Drakeview Dental. My old buddy Joe Bednark. He's the guy that pulled my teeth on the... What the fuck side was it, Joe? I forgot. Oh, yeah, I remember now. Left side of my mouth. Yep. He had to cut one tooth in half because the motherfucker wouldn't give. Yeah. He used a chainsaw on my mouth and cut my teeth off. And then he walked in his closet and he grabbed a whole bottle of gin and said, drink this motherfucker and shut up. And I did. And I did, and I got real drunk. And then I went back home and ate some pizza. That's a true statement. Anyway, my mouth did not hurt. It was good. Whatever the hell that shit is he put in there with that needle, that jacked my jaw real good, so I didn't really have no pain. So I ate some pizza. It was good pizza. I think it had pineapple and ham and bacon and... All kinds of shit got in the holes. I didn't know I was supposed to do that. I thought that I could just eat whatever I wanted once my teeth was out, you know. So I started gobbling shit down and thinking, cool, my mouth doesn't hurt. The next morning I wake up and I'm thinking, what the fuck did you do that for? My mouth was in so much pain, I thought, Joe, I need help over here. Yeah. Anyway, so, I had to cough. That's what I said. Oh, my mouth was in pain, yeah. No, it wasn't. Motherfucker, it wasn't cool at all. It hurt. He said cool. I mean, really? You're going to say cool? My tooth is on fucking fire, you cocksucker, and you're going to say cool?
Don't be a bozo.
Don't be an asshole. You started it.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
What's that, sir? I didn't hear you, you old fuck.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
I'm going to punch you in the eye.
Crank it up.
Anyway. And I'll cuss on whatever the fuck I want to, you old fuck, because this is my show, so get off. Yeah. You can't come through my speakers and get me, you prick. Anyway. So, I guess we'll shut it down for the evening. And ladies and gentlemen, this has been the MaterCast. Brought to you by All Star Entertainment, Nature's Holiday, Drake View Dental, and Trojan Condoms, which I don't have any more of. Someone go buy me some, okay? The link's on the website there on the podcast site. If you click on that link and give me some money, then I can go buy some. All right, that's a good idea. Do that. And while you're at it, get me a hooker, too. Anyway. Well, thank y'all for tuning in. I appreciate you for being there, for being a part of the show, for spending time hanging out, and for just plain having a good day and a good time with us here on the MaterCast. We'll catch you again next week. I'm Jerry Mater, saying so long, everybody.